Hey, everybody, welcome to Stewie's Thoughts Podcast, episode 4. That's for all my golf buddies out there. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about TikTok. Let's get stuck straight into it, shall we? Fucking play the intro. So before we get into it, I'm just going to give you my thoughts about what I have been up to recently. And I think I'm going to start backwards. So I'm going to start from yesterday and then sort of work my way back. I think that's probably the best way to do it. And yeah, I was doing my caricatures yesterday. I did a 70th birthday party in the west coast, sort of the northwest coast of Wales. And for anybody who doesn't know, I actually live on the sort of east coast of Wales, if that's a thing. Do you know something? I've never heard anybody calling where I live or anywhere around where I live the east coast of Wales. Like, it is on the east coast. So if you... I suppose it's not really a coast, is it? Because it's attached to England. So the east side of Wales? Yeah, that makes more sense, doesn't it? The east side of Wales. So anyway, I drove from the east side of Wales to the west coast of Wales, which took me through Snowdonia. If you've never been to Snowdonia before, honestly, you should go. It is absolutely fucking stunning. The views are just amazing. And you've also got like the zip world, and you can go caving and obviously walk up and down the fucking mountains if you want. And yeah, it's absolutely fucking beautiful. It's the, I would say it's the second most beautiful place in Wales. Second to none other than the council estates of Swansea. Fucking right. You drive through Swansea and you'll see like gardens with fucking pissy mattresses and three-piece sofas with fucking two cushions on it. Or like some like kids' toys, like a fucking, like a plastic small kid's slide that, you know, in this tiny little fucking garden. So if the kid actually went down the slide, we'd end up fucking right through the railings or something. You know, that's scenic. You know, every house has its own fucking story to tell. Now that is scenic, if you ask me. And Snowdonia, you come second place to that. So going back to actually being serious, drove through Snowdonia. I must have almost crashed about 4 times, just like looking at the fucking mountains. And I'm like looking at the mountains thinking, wow, look how beautiful that is. And then look down and I'm almost hitting a fucking curb because I'm going around a bend that I didn't even know was going around. Right, but anyway, so I got to Talbert Hall, something like that. Let me just have a little check. I want to give this place a shout out because it's absolutely stunning. It's absolutely beautiful. And I think it's in Welsh, so I might not be able to say it properly. Hang on, where is my calendar? Right. 70th birthday party. Yeah, it's in fucking Welsh. I'm not going to be able to say it. Talhenbonnet Hall. Talhenbonnet Hall. What's that? Talhenbon? Fucking, I'm not even going to tell you where it is as well. Chowalalog? Palwalalhe? Kuritichich? And there you go, that's where it is. So type that in the fucking Google Maps. I've been living in Wales for about fucking 7 years, I think. And I still can't speak a single fucking word of it. You think I would actually put some effort into it and learn the language. But where I live in Wales, nobody even speaks Welsh. And they're all Welsh. Like, it doesn't make sense. But I am going to be doing a whole separate podcast about that. And I'm actually going to bring my girlfriend on this podcast. She's Welsh. So, yeah, look forward to that. That's going to be a good one. I'm just going to buy another microphone and see if she wants to actually come on this podcast. She seems interested. So, we'll see what happens. So yeah, so we went to the 70th birthday party and it was, as you expect. I mean, I thought, you know, it was going to be something like, you know, it's going to be kids, young adults, you know, mothers, fathers, that kind of thing. And then, you know, this granny who's like 70 years old and it's her birthday type of thing. But no, it was completely an actual 70th birthday party with everybody else. They're being 70. So it was actually kind of cool. Because normally whenever, you know, older people hear the word caricatures, they're like, no, I don't want one. I don't want one. Because they freak out. They think I'm going to draw them like really, really old or whatever. And almost every single one of them last night was just up for it. Like, it was so cool. And the guy organising it was the actual husband of the birthday girl. And he was just absolutely beautiful. I mean, such a really nice guy. And you can tell the love that they have between each other. It's just, to be that age and to be so in love with each other after being with each other for so long, I think they're, I don't know how long they were actually with each other for, but yeah, they were just so happy together. It's so nice to see that. There was another couple there, and I asked the guy, I was like, so are you together? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, how long have you been married? And he was like, fucking 65 fucking years. Like, he pretty much said it like that, and his face dropped. Now, I think it was sarcasm, I don't know, but his wife, you know, it's just one of them ones, you know, the miserable husband, and then the really upbeat wife, you know, and they're 65 fucking years. Like, imagine being married to somebody for 65 years. I mean, imagine even just being alive for 65 years, that's what I would want. Not to mention, like, being married to somebody for fucking 65 years. But, yeah, so they had, before I got there, they actually had a dog show. So there was a lady with, like, three dogs. I never actually got to see the show, but from what I heard from everybody else, it was amazing. I think it was, like, one of them ones, you know, like, when you watch Britain's Got Talent, and then they bring a dog in, and then the dog does loads of tricks. I think it was something like that. And then I was part of the entertainment, and then they had a jazz singer. He was really good, so he was. And what else was there? Oh, the fireworks display. So they had a fireworks display at the end, and I was booked for 6 till 10, even though I started a little bit earlier, but I think I started around about 5:30. And so I started drawing around the end, and then it came to 8 o'clock. That's when the fireworks were starting, and then that's when I was finishing. So I was literally saying my goodbyes, and the guy was like, oh, you should come out and see the fireworks display. They're really good. They're like world champions or something, a fireworks display. And I was like, sold. Let's go. Let me tell you, they were not joking. These fireworks were fucking amazing. Now, it's really weird because normally fireworks, you know, they go right up in the air, like, I don't know, fucking 30, 50 feet or whatever, maybe more, and then explode. These ones, honestly, they must have just went 15 meters in the air. I don't know. Well, I didn't have a fucking ruler on me. I didn't measure them, right? But these were like, they were going off very close. And then they were going off with the music as well. So as the music was playing along, it was going with the fucking music. And you know what I mean. But it was really weird that they weren't going so high. They were literally like almost exploding right above our heads, which was cool. So I think it's supposed to be like that. It's almost like in a confined sort of space type thing where, you know, if you have like a small garden or anything like that, you know, these things don't go that far in the air. It was pretty incredible, to be honest. And I didn't even get the name of the people who did the fireworks display, or I'd actually give them a shout out. So yeah, and then that was the 70th birthday party. So once that was finished, I just drove home. And what did I do before it? So the day before, I worked with Shropshire Festivals again. This time it was for W100, which is the sort of international tournament for women's tennis. So I got to meet and draw some of the tennis players, which is pretty cool. Some from Netherlands, some of them were from Sweden. One was a Scouser. Had a good laugh with her. And then I also did some of the coaches, some of the new talent that's coming through the ranks, did some of them, and it was a really good event. It was nice to really nice to get to speak to people, and some of my jokes fell flat in their face. So I was like, oh, you play tennis? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, all right, what position do you play? And some of them were just like, what are you talking about? I think it was the accent. Some of the British people, that was, you know, they got my jokes. But when I was trying to joke around with like the Italians and the Swiss and stuff like that, they were just like, me, we don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, yeah, okay. So my comedy doesn't work in Italy, Sweden, Netherlands, fucking works in Liverpool, works in the UK, so I'll stick with the UK, shall I? And perk of the job is I got to have some paella. If anybody doesn't know what paella is, it's basically like an edible cement that you put like chickens and fucking peas and stuff into. But it was actually quite nice, yeah. Yeah. So definitely a perk of the job there. And I think that's around about it. Yeah, chat to people, drew them. I watched the draw. So, like, they were doing a draw, like, who's playing who next. So, got to see that. And, yeah, and I think the winner of the whole tournament gets, like, £100,000. I mean, what would you do with £100,000? I know what I'd do. I'd buy, like, £50,000 worth of fucking tin sweet corn. And then buy a nice fridge to keep them in. So, what was that, £100,000? So, £50,000 on sweet corn and then £50,000 on a fridge to keep them in. That £100,000 gone, just like that. And I'm actually going to Google and see if I can see what a £50,000 fridge would look like. See if there's actually such a thing. Right, £50,000 fridge. Fucking hell. A home wine cellar. £28,000. A Samson family hub freezer. £5,000. Below my budget, to be honest. So I can't see one for £50,000. But fuck me, some of these ones, like, some of these just like, well, there's one, £32,000. £20,000. Right, okay, so what one will I go for? I'll go for the £25,000, and then I'll buy £70,000 worth of sweet corn. And then, there you go. £100,000 gone, just like that. But there you go, that's what I would do with £100,000. Now, by the time this podcast goes out, this competition is still actually going ahead. So, if you like tennis, and if you're a, you know, if you're into tennis and stuff like that, then check out W100 and check them out on social media. So, I know that they're on Instagram because I followed them. I think they're on Facebook. I think I followed them on there. But yeah, check them out. Check them out and see what you think. And root for the British. I'm rooting for this guy, sir. Come on. Do it for Britain. Ew. And then one last thing to tell you is I packed in the physics degree. Not because it's hard or because I'm stupid. It's because I don't have the time, for one. But I had a little think about it the other night. So I sat down and I thought to myself, why? Why am I doing this physics degree? I mean, what's going to be the end result? The end result is I'm going to get a qualification and get employed by somebody. But I've already got my dream job, which is drawing caricatures. So why do I need a degree to do something else? You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing the perfect job. And it took me 5 years in total to get to where I am with caricatures. So why put something else as priority when caricatures for me is working? And it's fun. So I had a really deep thought about it. And I thought to myself, what type of jobs can you get with a physics degree? And a lot of it was all data analyst. You know, you need at least a master's to really do something good with physics, I think. So, like, I think you need a master's to be, like, an astronomer. And or a physicist or something like that. So they're the cool jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, it's going to take me 3 years just to do the physics degree. And then it's probably going to take another 2 years to do the master's. And that's even if I pass, do you know what I mean? So I had a real deep thought about it. And, you know, it's a hard thing to do both. So doing a full-time business, caricatures, and also doing a full-time physics degree plus a podcast, that leaves me absolutely no time, because I was literally, the second I wake up, I was doing one thing. The second I finished that, I was doing the next thing. And it was like that the whole day. And could I do that for 3 whole years, every single day? I was like, no, pack it in. Make your decision. You either stick with caricatures or you stick with a physics degree. And I chose caricatures, guys. I chose it. And I feel like a lot of pressure's been lifted off me now, because I now have time. One thing I aimed for when I was doing the caricatures was maximum amount of money and least amount of time, so that I have time, because time to me is the most important thing ever. I think if you have time, you've got freedom. You know, I don't have a full-time job, so I'm not giving away 42 and a half hours or whatever of my time away to another company. I'm giving 42 and a half hours of my time to my business, and I'm not being told when to do things. And, well, I kind of am when I've actually got bookings, but when I don't have bookings, then I'm doing, like, sort of the office side of it. So the invoices, the receipts, the bookings, the bookkeepings and accounts, all that kind of stuff. That's, whenever I'm doing that, that's the boring sort of side of the job, but it's not like I don't have to get up at a certain specific time to do that kind of thing. I can get up at like 12 or whatever, or you know, I can go in and, I mean, like today I'm going to go in, well, what time is it now? It's 20 past 2 in the afternoon. So I'm going to finish this up, hopefully around about 3 p.m. and then I'm going to drive down to the office, and then I'm going to do some emails, invoices, that kind of thing. And then by the time I finish doing that, you know, I've got the rest of the day to do whatever I want. And I think tonight I'm actually going to do a TikTok live stream. I'm going to go into that in a minute, because this episode is actually about TikTok. So I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. In fact, I think we'll move on to that now, will I? I might do a whole podcast about physics and stuff like that. So I'm not going to touch on it too much. But yeah, so I think it's about time we start talking about what it is I'm actually here to talk about, which is TikTok. So let's get stuck into it, shall we? Play the fucking intro. So I remember when TikTok first came out, it was all about kids dancing to music, and I think TikTok was aiming towards kids at the beginning. I think you were allowed to be on there if you were like 13 onwards. And I kind of just stayed away from it. It was like, no, not for me. I'm not going to make videos of me dancing and fucking whatever. But everybody kept saying to me, are you on TikTok? Are you on TikTok? And I'm like, no, not on it. And everyone was like, you should get on it, because what you do is very TikTokable. And I was like, no, it's just about kids dancing and stuff like that. But the amount of people that kept saying to me, are you on TikTok? Oh my God, are you on TikTok? And I'm like, do you know what? Screw this. I'm going to go on it and see what this is all about. So I set up an account, and it was just focused on caricatures. The first sort of few videos I did were just like, you know, the first ever cartoon, and, you know, just little clips about cartoons and caricatures and stuff like that. And then I found out about the live streaming, and that's the thing that sort of interested me. I was like, I wonder if I can do caricatures on live stream. I mean, how would it work? And I looked into it, and it was like, you need 1,000 followers to go live on TikTok. And I was like, okay. So I started doing some videos of me drawing caricatures, and I was asking people if they could just give me a follow so I could do this on live stream. I pretty much begged people. I was like, please, please follow me. Get me to 1,000 followers so I can go live stream. And within a few weeks, boom, 1,000 followers. And I was like, Jesus, that was quick. You know, it took me ages just to get like to 3,000 followers on Facebook. And it only took me like, I think it only took me about 2-3 weeks. And then all of a sudden I had 1,000 followers on TikTok. And I was like, okay, so now I can do a live stream. And my initial plan was to draw people's profile pictures as caricatures and do it on live stream. So I started off with the spare room that I'm in now, which is tiny. It's very tiny in here. And I started with a tablet. So I was recording the live stream with my phone, and then I had a tablet on a table, and then I was putting people's profile pictures on the tablet itself, and then I was drawing it. Their pictures on live stream, so people were joining, and I was like, if you want to get drawn, just, I know, hit a like or something like that, or give me a follow. So people were giving me a follow, and then I was clicking onto their profile picture on the laptop, on the tablet, and I was bringing it up, and it was facing the camera so that you can see their profile picture, basically. And then I had the camera sort of over my shoulder so you could actually see me drawing the profile picture. And within, you know, a couple of live streams, it became very popular. I mean, the amount of followers I was getting, I think, about 700 odd followers per live stream. And I was like, Jesus, this is good. This is working. And the more I looked into it, I found out about these things called GIFs. So if you don't know what this is, it's basically you have an account with TikTok. So you have like almost like a bank account, if you like. And you put your own money into this account. So you put your actual money into the account. And then you have these things called coins. And the coins are basically like a digital currency. And then with them coins, you can buy gifts on a live stream. And then you can gift it to the person, the creator, the content creator who's doing the live stream. You can give them a gift. And what that actually happens is your money that you paid for the gifts, they get that money. And then that goes into their bank, digital bank account on TikTok. And then you can actually withdraw that into your own bank account. So it's almost like a bank transfer. Now, unfortunately, TikTok, they're very greedy. I believe they take 50% of it. So one gift, say, one of the most popular gifts would be like a Galaxy. So you watch somebody's live stream, you put money into your own account. Say you've got a couple thousand digital coins, and then you're watching a live stream and you're like, I want to give this person a Galaxy. So you give them a Galaxy. I think the Galaxy costs £15. Is it? Yeah, I think it's £15. So what you're actually doing is you're giving them the Galaxy. So you're giving them £15, but then TikTok take half of that, so £7.50, and then the content creator gets £7.50 himself or herself or themselves. And then they can withdraw it into their own bank account. So, I mean, it's 50%. That's a lot when you think about it. And so that's how the gifts work. So what I was doing was I was saying to people, whoever the top gifter is, I'm going to draw your profile picture next. So somebody became a top gifter. So somebody would give me, I mean, people were even giving me 2 galaxies just to be the top gifter. And then I would draw their profile picture, and then by the time I finished drawing that profile picture, somebody else would be a top gifter, and then I would draw them. And that's basically the way I did it. So I would do like a 2-hour live stream, and then, you know, at the end of it, I could end up with like £100. And then I would just withdraw that into my bank account, and then it was boom, there you go. I did a TikTok live stream, and I got £100 for it, and I was like, fucking right, here we go. That was one sort of revenue from TikTok live stream I was getting. And to this day, you know, you can still do it. So anybody can go live. Once you get 1,000 followers, go live, do an activity or something like that, and then people will give you gifts. So if you want to get like a little side hustle or something like that, I would definitely look into it, because it's a good way of making money. And when you withdraw the money, you can actually withdraw it within like a couple of minutes. So like once you withdraw it, it'll be in your bank within a couple of minutes. It's a good way of making some extra cash. That's one way you can do it. The other way is TikTok Shop. So I looked into TikTok Shop, and I thought to myself, right, so I open up a shop, I put the caricatures on there, and then people can join my live stream, buy the caricatures, and then I'll draw their order live and then ship it out to their home. So I looked into that, and this is where shit gets fucking mad, because TikTok Shop, for anybody who's on there or who knows anything about it, they are strict. I mean, they are very, very strict. TikTok Shop is basically an e-commerce, basically. And whenever you upload a product on there, you have to put it through all these sort of tiers, they call it. So let's say you, for example, if anybody's on TikTok and you flick through and you see people selling sweets and stuff on there, basically what you do is you create a listing. Trying to use an example. So the sweets wouldn't be an example. Let's say you make jewellery, for example. I mean, how many times have I said fucking for example? Right. Let's say you make jewellery and you want to sell it on TikTok Shop. You set up a shop. You set up a listings, and it'll be like tier one would be jewelry, and then you type in like, you know, jewelry, and then tier two would be like what type of jewelry, so you put in necklace, and then tier three would be like gold necklace or something like that. So you have these three tiers, and on TikTok Shop there's actually no tier system for art. So I was trying to figure out how can I get caricatures on TikTok Shop, and how can I fit it into these tiers. So the first one I did was I put it as home decor. So the first tier was like home, and then home decor was the second tier, and then the third tier was like, I think it was like hanging decorations. So my thought process behind it was, you know, whenever I draw a caricature of somebody, what are they going to do to it? They're going to put it in a frame and put it up in their wall in their home. So that was my sort of spin on it, if you like. And I did it and made a listing, and next thing you know, boom, there you go. Caricatures is on TikTok Shop. I did a live stream. I did it with the shop, and the first sort of live stream I did, I think I got about 30 orders. And straight away, that was like almost 300 quid. And the second live I did, same thing again. And then it just kept happening. And then it caught the attention of TikTok. So whenever you're making that many orders so quickly, and you're making that much money so quickly, TikTok, they get alerted about it. And they're like, hang on a second, this guy's making too much money too quickly. We need to look into this, which is what they did. And they came at me hard. Let me tell you, fuck me, they came at me. They banned my account. They banned the shop. They withheld all my money. They were saying, you can't do this. And I was like, why? And they're like, because it's art. You're not allowed to do this type of thing on here. And for about 4 months, I went through absolute fucking hell with them. So they banned my account. They banned the shop. And then I had to fight. And you have an account manager when you have a TikTok shop. And I got through to that person. And for about 4 months, it was back and forth with them. And then I said to my account manager, I was just like, you know, if I was to draw your caricature now, what would you do with it? And she was like, oh, I'd put it in a frame, put it in the house. And I was like, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm selling. So she put that point across to the governance team, right? So the governance team is like real high up on TikTok. And it got through to them. Now, TikTok, they're owned by a company called ByteDance. And I think that's where all the account managers are. And I think that's where all the governance team is. It's all, whenever you get through to ByteDance, that's when you're through to the top, basically. So my account manager was going to them and was going, you know, this guy, he's selling caricatures. He thinks it's unfair that you're, you know, holding his money. You're banning him from live streaming. You're banning his accounts. You know, I was getting lots and lots of violations. So whenever you have a TikTok shop, the violations, if you get so many over a certain time period, that's whenever, you know, they can ban your account or restrict it or anything like that. So they were giving me violations for fucking everything. I think I had over the 4 months, I had 28 violations. So the violations, that was like unauthorized product or something like that. I had about fucking seven of them. What was the other ones? Missing brand authorization, had a few of them. And every single one of them, like every single violations I got, I had to fight each and every single one of them. And I had to argue my case. And out of the 28 violations, they took back every single one of them apart from four. So the four were missing brand authorization. Now, with TikTok, whenever they give you a violation, anybody who's on TikTok shop, you know this. Whenever they give you a violation, they don't explain it to you well. So you're like, I don't know what the fuck, why am I getting this? Like, this makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. What are you giving me a violation for? Missing brand authorization? That makes no sense. Because I actually have a brand, which is U-Tunes. And I had it as the brand. So it was like, you need permission from the brand in order to use the brand. And I'm like, I own the fucking brand. What are you on about? And after months and weeks of going back and forth, going, I don't know what this means. And they're like, well, we don't know what it means either. And after months of arguing with them and tickets, opening tickets, oh, it was fucking horrible. They then actually explained why, in detail, why I was getting this violation of missing brand authorization. And it was because of my description. So it wasn't actually to do with my own brand. It was to do with TikTok itself. So whenever I made my description of my product, I wrote on the description that, you know, when you place an order, you join my live stream on TikTok. And because I put the word in TikTok, that was the missing brand authorization. So all I had to do was just remove that and just say, join my live stream. And don't mention the word TikTok. Now, if they had told me that right at the very beginning, you know, missing brand authorization, you can't use TikTok name, then I'd be like, okay. And then, you know, that problem would have been fixed within days. But because they're so bad at explaining things, this thing went on for fucking months. And so then the unsupported product. So once I explained to them that, you know, whenever I draw a picture, then people take it home, they put it up on their wall, and that's basically home decoration. And when my account manager put it towards them, they were like, do you know what? Yeah, he's right. He's correct. So they unbanned my account. They unbanned my shop. I mean, my shop was permanently deleted, and they undeleted it because I fought for it. And then everything was back to normal again. So then I started doing live streams, and then it didn't take them long to start giving me more violations and then banning my account again. And I was like, why are they doing this again? And apparently they're not satisfied that that my product is home decor, because I'm not actually selling the frames. So if I wanted to keep it as home decor, I would actually need to draw the caricatures, put them in the frame, and then sell it as a whole thing then, rather than just selling the caricatures. And I kind of understand that, but whenever they did that, I thought to myself, right, the only other way of doing this is to actually buy frames and then sell them as frames and then ship it out that way. So that was one option. But then I had a real good think about it, and I went through the lists where the tiers are. So I was going through there, and then it was like home decor and electronics and all this kind of stuff. And then I seen office and stationery. And I was like, oh, okay, hang on. So I clicked onto that, and then it was notepads and pens or something like that. And I was like, oh, I think I'm onto something here. And then I clicked onto the third tier, and it was like paper. So I think what TikTok meant was, you know, you can sell like packs of paper. So like packs of 500 paper, whatever, you know, 400 paper, whatever you get from like Tesco's and that kind of thing. And I was like, well, that's exactly what I'm selling. The only thing is I'm selling individual sheets, which is, you know, not against the rules. Now, this is really weird and really odd. Now, I have the power, right, to get a little sheet of paper, which is, what, about a penny, and draw on it and make it valuable. Like, I can turn a 1p sheet of paper into something that's worth about 25 quid. That's art for you right there. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk, that's the letter utoons.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So once I changed it to paper, then that was it then. TikTok were like, well, there you go. You got us. You're selling individual sheets of paper. It's down as paper. There's nothing we can do about it. So that was that. And then I started doing podcast again. So I started doing the live streams again. And for a couple of months, it was grand. And then I thought to myself, what else can I do with this live stream? So I came up with an idea of doing the orders. So I would start the live stream. I would attach the shop to the live stream. And then in between orders, I was going to be drawing top gifters. So that was like two sort of streams of revenue coming from TikTok live stream. So I had the shop, which people were, you know, placing orders. I was drawing the orders on live stream. And then when I wasn't doing that, I was either doing free ones or I was also doing top gifters. So for a couple of months, everything was good. I was doing the shop. I was getting money from that. I was getting money from top gifters. And then the violations started coming in again because I was making a good bit of money on TikTok shop. And I got a violation for, encouraging gambling. And same thing again. They were restricting my lives. They were banning my account and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, what are you on about? Like getting people to gamble? This makes no sense. So straight back to the account manager. And I was like, right, I'm getting violations here. They're saying I'm telling people to gamble, which is completely fucking untrue. Like, I don't understand this. And then, same thing again, through the governance team and all this kind of bullshit. And then turns out that what they actually meant was whenever I'm drawing top gifters, I'm getting them to compete with each other by giving me money or gifts. And that's classed as gambling, apparently. So I took time off and had a little think about this, and the only other option I had was to actually put a specific gift up. So I would have like a picture of a galaxy and I would be like, right, anybody who gives me a galaxy, I will draw your caricature. Now that's fine, I could do it that way, but the more I looked into it, I was like, well, if people are giving me galaxies and stuff like that, I'm only getting half the money. So realistically, the best way to make money on TikTok live stream would be from the shop itself. So I stopped doing top gifters. And once I stopped doing that and I just focused on the gifts, the shop, then everything went back to normal then. And I haven't done a why do I keep saying podcast? I haven't done a live stream in about 4 months just due to how busy I am. But now I go on live stream and I just focus on the shop and TikTok leave me alone. So no more top gifters, which was sad because I had a whole show set up where it was, you know, the shop, and I was doing free ones for followers. So I would say, you know, give me a follow and I will pick a follower from my followers list and I will draw you. And then after that, I'm going to draw top gifters. And now it's just free ones. So you join my live stream. Give me a follow, then I will pick a random follower from there, and then I just do free ones while I'm waiting for orders. Not making that much money, but, you know, TikTok are happy. I'm happy that, you know, I do a live stream and people watch their orders getting drawn live, and then I ship it out to their home, and then I do free ones in between that. So that's the way the live stream works now. And as long as I stop getting violations and stuff like that, then if that's the way it is, then that's the way it is. So whenever I'm doing orders on live stream, the whole idea of this is for people to watch the orders being drawn. And then whenever I finish drawing it, I get their approval. So I'm like, are you happy with this? Yes, I'm happy with this. Okay, great. I'll ship it out to you. Now, does that stop the fucking weirdos who leaves me like negative reviews and stuff? No. Right? I'm actually going to tell you the negative reviews, right? I've only had a couple of them. But one of them, right, was I got a negative review because somebody stole their caricature, right? So I did their order on live stream. They were happy with it. I shipped it out to their home. It got delivered to their home. And I think one of their family members must have went into the package or whatever or stole it. You know what I mean? But this person was like, where's my caricature? it's gone. Somebody stole it. It was delivered, but somebody, like their neighbour, must have stole it or something like that. So what do? They go onto my fucking TikTok shop and leave me a negative review because somebody stole their caricature. I mean, what the fuck has that got to do with me? I didn't steal it. Do you know what I mean? What was the other one? Somebody left me a negative review because the postman keeps delivering their post to somebody else's house. So, like, I mean, they sent my caricature that I drew of them to somebody else's house, but it kept happening to them. Like, they must have been buying stuff off Amazon or whatever, and then the delivery guy was delivering it to other people's houses and stuff like that, and it must have kept happening to them. And instead of leaving the postman a negative review, they actually leave me one because the postman was delivering it to other people's houses. I'm like, what the fuck has that got to do with me? Like, fuck me, like. But, you know, you have to deal with these type of people. I mean, before TikTok, I was on Etsy and I was selling, this was like during lockdown, I was selling like personalized items. So I was selling personalized puzzles. So somebody would send me an image and then I would print it onto a puzzle. And somebody sent me a collage of images and they were like, can you print this on a puzzle for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. I looked at the image and I was like, it's very pixelated. So if I print this onto the puzzle, it's going to come out very pixelated and it's not going to look good. Can you send me other pictures? And they were like, no, it's fine. Just print this on, everything will be grand. And I did exactly what they said and I posted out to them. And lo and behold, a few days later, the fucking weirdo sent me a negative review. Great product. However, the pictures, they pixelated. And I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, is there something wrong with you? Like, who does that? I also was selling personalised paint-by-number kits. So somebody would send me an image and then I would convert it into a paint-by-number kit, basically. And then somebody was like, this wasn't a negative review, but somebody just commented on it and was like, excuse me, does the paint come with this? And I'm like, it's a fucking paint-by-number kit. Of course paint comes with it. So unfortunately, you do have to deal with these weirdos. Like, and so if you want something to laugh at, because whenever you're on TikTok shop and somebody leaves you a negative review, you can actually reply to it. So if you go onto my TikTok, which is U-Tunes, and have a look at the negative reviews and then my responses, because some of them are actually quite funny. But there you go. So TikTok shop, once they sort of put you in the position that they want you in, then they'll leave you alone. But, yeah, so it can be a bit stressful, but the problem I had was nobody sells caricatures on TikTok, so I'm the only one. Even to this day, I'm still the only person on TikTok shop who sells caricatures. And because I was the only one, the first one, they didn't know how to place it, basically. So, I mean, this is what happens when you're the first person to do something. Like, nobody knows how to handle it. So they didn't know how to handle the situation. They were like, this guy he's clearly found a way of getting caricatures on TikTok shop, but we don't know how to place it. And my account manager was like, you're going to get more violations. Just keep fighting them and eventually they'll stop giving you them. And that's what's happened. So now I just sell caricatures on TikTok shop. I make money that way. And then I do that basically in my spare time. But like I say, I've been so busy recently, I haven't even had a chance to do caricatures on live stream, but things are starting to calm down a little bit, so I am going to go back onto TikTok and start doing more live streams, because when you take away the negative part of it, the violations and that kind of thing, it's actually quite fun, and it's good for me because I get to practice drawing caricatures before I actually go out and do it in public, is that right? I don't know. In public, I suppose. So, it's great for me to practice, and then whenever I do like the free ones, for example, then I'll test certain things. So, like, I'm gonna try doing her this way, or I'm gonna try and do eyebrows this way, and then when I do a free one, then I'll test out new ways. And if I make mistakes or anything like that, then you know, then it's fine because it's free, and then, you know, if it works, I'm like, okay, that worked. I'm going to start doing that now whenever I go out and draw caricatures in person. And yeah, so it helps me to develop my skill as a caricature artist. And that's basically it when it comes to selling on TikTok Shop. If anybody wants to sell on TikTok Shop and you don't know how to do it or anything like that, then please get in touch, because I've got quite a lot of experience on there, all bad and good. So if you want to make a little side hustle and you want to get on TikTok Shop or anything like that, then just let me know, guys, and I will I'll give you my little hinters and then, you know, go through basically what I went through and tell you how to avoid it. So there you go. So when it comes to TikTok, and not just TikTok, but all social media, there's two types of people that go on it. There is a producer and a consumer. So the consumer is somebody who just sits there and just flicks through, you know, TikTok, the videos and that kind of thing. And then you have a producer, so somebody who goes on and creates content, makes money from it, or, you know, has a shop and that kind of thing. I only use TikTok for the producer side of it. So like, I don't scroll through it, because my god, you can get fucking lost in that, can't you? You go on TikTok, as soon as you sort of watch the first video and then you flick through to the next one, an hour goes by and you're like, you're still on there, and it's so much time wasted, if I'm honest. And the thing about it is, once you scroll through a couple of videos, that's you fucking hooked. Like, I mean, I've been on there a few times where, you know, I've got nothing to do. I'm just like, you know, I'm going to flick through TikTok and have a little nose and see what kind of videos there are. And then I'll sit and flick through, and next thing you know, I'm like, fuck me, I've been on here for about 2 hours. I've done fucking nothing. And then it's trying to get away from it. So trying to stop, like, going through the videos, it's actually quite hard. So it's in my eyes, it's addictive. And I think you probably agree. So I just try my best, even if I'm, like, if I'm taking a break from, like, emails or anything like that, I don't go on social media and flick through everything, because I know if I'm just taking a break and I go on TikTok, then that'll be me for the rest of the day, just sitting chilling on it. So my way of staying off it is, like, I don't even watch one video. Like, I literally go on TikTok to see if I've got any notifications from any live streams or videos or anything like that. I also go on there to do live streams. Apart from that, I do not go on there and I do not scroll through the videos. I used to call it Tick Plop, because I used to go on the toilet for a shite, and then I would flick through TikTok, like, while I'm shiting. I would just flick through it then, and then it's the same thing. It's like, I've shat, and then I've, like, sat there for about an hour. I'm like, you need to wipe your ass for a start. And then get up off of this fucking toilet. And yeah, so so whenever I used to do that, I used to go, I'm going to take a shit, I'm going to go on Tick Plop, and I'll have a flick through some videos while I shit, basically. And even now, I still don't do that. You know, it's almost like a modern version of sitting on the toilet with a newspaper. The only thing is, with the newspaper, once you finish reading it, you can just put it down and go away. But with TikTok fucking videos, it's just endless. I mean, my algorithm is just full of cat videos. I've got a cat, so yeah, it's full of cat videos or full of people falling and hurting themselves. You know, the fail army type things and stuff like that. That's amazing. I love that kind of thing. But yeah, so I try to avoid flicking through it, because I know what it's going to be like. I'm going to be there for fucking hours. So I just stick to producing on it. And I don't know about you guys, but I mean, even when I do, like, if I, you know, at the end of the night, if I'm sitting down and I'm like, I've got nothing to do, there's fucking nothing on TV, I've got 2 hours to sit and chill. I tend to go on TikTok first and go through the videos there before going on Instagram and going on their reels or anything like that, or even TikTok. No, Facebook Reels as well, I think it is. But for me, I tend to just go straight to TikTok and not Instagram or Facebook Reels. I don't know why that is. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. But yeah, so I do the same thing there. I don't go on to Instagram and watch a reel or anything like that. I don't even have a personal Instagram. It's just business Instagram. I mean, my TikTok is a business Instagram, is a business TikTok as well. So the only thing I have personally is a Facebook account, and I only have that because of, you know, family and friends living overseas. You know, it's a great way to keep in contact with them, and also the business page. So you have, I think you have to have a personal account in order to have a business page. I think there might be a way of avoiding that, but even then, I'd still use Facebook just for keeping contact with family and friends. But as soon as I pick up that phone, all I'm doing is checking emails, checking, you know, notifications and messages and stuff like that. And then as soon as I check all them, I'm like, right, you've done that, right, put the fucking phone down. You know, I might even do a whole podcast about this, because, you know, phones are addictive, but once you sort of break that cycle of just putting the phone down after you've checked your messages or anything like that, and then just be in the real world, I prefer that as opposed to, you know, sitting and flicking through Facebook or anything like that. Like, I am lucky to be one of them generations where I was around and having fun and being in the real world before all this social media came in. So I prefer to be that way. I'm sure anybody who listens to this, you're probably the same. And yeah, so I tend to stay away from it. Stay away from it, be in the real world. I mean, that fireworks display I was talking to you about earlier on, you know, everybody else had their phone out and they were recording it. And I think I was the only person standing there actually just watching it. You know, being in the real world, being in the moment. Yeah, I see that, was it the sphere thing? That circle fucking thing in Vegas. Everybody pays a lot of money, goes to that and just sits there and just puts their phone up and just records it. I mean, and then what? Goes home and watches it on their phone? Like, what's the point? Be there, be in that moment. I think I'm actually going to do a podcast about that, because people often blame kids. They're like, oh, it's the children these days. They're all hooked onto their phones and stuff like that. But you can't really blame the kids, can you, for the advancements of technology? It's not their fault, you know? I mean, when I was a kid, like, it was all fucking, it was Snake on Nokia 5110, that kind of thing. So, you know, you can't really blame the kids for the way technology's going these days. But, you know, so that's my thoughts on that. But I'm going to go in more depth about that there on a fucking future podcast. So listen in for that. And I think I've rambled on about TikTok. I don't think I've left anything out. If I have, I'm going to do a second podcast about it. But so my thoughts on TikTok is be a producer, not a consumer. And if you want to make some money on the side, I probably would look into maybe open up a TikTok shop. I mean, I touched on this in a previous podcast, you know, get a couple hundred quid, buy something in bulk, or, you know, get a hobby or something, and then just do a live stream and get people to give you gifts and that kind of stuff, and then make an extra few quid, you know? If you were to make sort of, let's say you do TikTok live streams for like a couple of, like 2 days a week or 1 day a week, and then you know, over time in a month, you could probably get anywhere between 40 to a couple hundred quid, and think to yourself, you know, 40 quid, that could pay your phone bill or something like that. But be a producer, not a consumer. Be in the real world. That's my thoughts. You know, if you've got absolutely nothing to do, then be a consumer. That's my thoughts on that. And yeah, and then that's my thoughts on the wake. Now, hopefully in the future, this podcast will start, you know, gaining traction and start getting questions coming into the podcast, and then I can, you know, sort of answer them. And I actually had my very first question, and I'm going to leave the questions towards the end and sort of finish off with that. And, you know, to my surprise, Stewie's Comedy, I got a question. I was like, sweet. So, I'm actually going to read out the question, because it's not kind of the question I was hoping for, but it was basically from someone called Charles S. And the message read, do you need help with graphic design, brochures, banners, flyers, advertisements, social media posts, logos, etc.? Now, if you know who I am and what I do for a business, which is caricatures, not just caricatures, but I also design logos and social media things, and I've actually put an advert in this podcast. And I create my own banners and brochures and stuff. So if you actually knew who I was, you wouldn't be fucking sending me this message in the first place, would you? And what was it? We charge a low fixed monthly fee. Why pay a fee when I can do it myself? Let me know if you're interested and would like to see our portfolio. No? I've got my own portfolio. So the first message from Charles to this podcast was not what I was hoping for. But if you do want to get in contact, if you want to get my thoughts on things, or if you want me to talk about something, please get in touch with Stewie's Comedy. So go on the website, stewiescomedy.co.uk. You'll see a little section in there, and it'll say, you know, send us a question. So if you want to send in a question, and then I can read it out here and give you my thoughts at the end of the podcast, then please do. And also, stay true to yourself, guys. I wonder, should I like end a podcast with like a motivational speech or something, you know? Like, keep doing what you're doing, you know? Live life to the fullest. No, that's cheesy as fuck. Do you know what? Fuck that shit, right? Anyway, guys, cheers for listening to this podcast. I was going to do it once a week, but, you know, I want to accelerate this podcast as fast as possible, because it's a crowded market podcast, you know, and I want to get there quicker, basically. So I'm going to do about maybe two a week, or anytime I'm free. And yeah, I'm going to do that. Now, what am I going to talk about next? Haven't got a clue. Where's my list? So next podcast I'm going to talk about, let me get my list here. Physics, that might be a good one. P. Diddy, no. The election. Donald Trump. Elon Musk. That'll be a good one. So next episode, guys, will be in a few days, I reckon. And I will talk about the man himself, the absolute living fucking legend, which is Elon Musk. So I think I'm going to talk about him. I love that guy. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, most people think he's a bit of a weirdo, which he kind of is, but I think you have to be a weirdo to do the stuff he's doing, you know? I don't want to talk about it too much now, but I am going to talk about it on the next podcast, which is going to be in a few days. So if you want to listen to that, that would be absolutely amazing. Thank you, anybody who's listening to this. I have checked the analytics and there is a couple of people listening. So to you, thank you very much. And if you want to get in contact with me, just stewiesconnery.co.uk. Go on there and, you know, I'll happily give you a little shout out. Happily. And I also, you know, I know that, you know, I'm only getting a few listeners now, but if this podcast sort of takes off, because I'm going to start using YouTube's audience to, I'm going to see if I can bring them over here. And then hopefully then I'll start getting traction, that kind of thing. I'm looking into maybe even paying for a few adverts or something like that. But I feel like, you know, this is a, you know, if you're driving down the road and you want something, just something to listen to take your mind off driving, I think this is the type of podcast you want, isn't it? You may giggle a couple of times. You may learn something. Who knows? And yeah. But thanks for listening, guys. And look forward to the next episode, which will be episode 5. 5. And we're going to be talking about Elon Musk. And, you know, what motivates me to keep doing this is, I think I touched on it in the last podcast, was, you know, even though I'm only getting a few listeners now, in the future, when people find this podcast, they might want to, you know, backtrack and listen to previous episodes. So for you future listeners, thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks for listening, future people. And this has been the podcast, guys. Cheers for listening, and tune into the next one. Take care, guys. Play the exit music.